Good morning. You're tuned to Jazz 89. That's KUVO. I'm Carlos Lando in the studio with Tree King. And joining us in the studio at this moment as we continue a tradition, because every mayor dating back to the Honorable Federico Peña has come and visited us in our studios wherever we were. And today we welcome Mayor Johnston to the studio. Welcome to KUVO.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. You know, it's this radio station is we've been doing this thing for almost 39 years.
Wow.
from the inception, and it started with bake sales with Flo Hernandez Ramos, one of the founding board members, is our ambassador to Mexico.
Yes, Ken Salazar. Of course.
And Hope. And so it's all a big family affair here, and there's nothing like KUVO. So, again, we're honored that you're here.
I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, I personally want to thank you for the mayor's office continuing the whole legacy of Five Points Jazz, because it has really grown to be such a huge community event and free and open to all. It started with Mayor Hickenlooper, and Mayor Hancock did a great job in keeping it going. It's not always easy, because this is funded by the city, and when things get tight, we all have to kind of tighten up a little bit. So thanks for doing that.
It is a great civic institution. I think Denver residents love it. It's a great gathering out in the middle of Five Points, and I'm there usually every year with my family, and so we are excited to keep it going. It's a great tradition you all have built.
Yeah. You have been a public servant now for quite a while. And I've been following your career for a while, and to me it's a labor. I know it's got to be a labor of love, because any other way, people go, this man, he's a glutton for punishment.
I do love it. I love the job every day. I mean, you really, you can make a huge impact in the lives of people in the city, and there's a real sense of collaboration and spirit of service and partnership in the city. People want to solve problems. They want to figure things out. They're willing to work together. So I feel lucky to do it, even on the hard days.
Yeah, well, you know something? When you think back on people who have served in the position you're serving in, and as mayor of Denver, and with Mayor Hancock 12 years, you just got in the position. Prior to that, we had John Hickenlooper. And prior to that, Wellington Webb.
Yes.
People in Denver in particular always get the choices right. In other words, when you get, they choose the right person, and then they keep them there in order to have the time to solve the problems, in order to have the time to work through issues, and you can see how neighborhoods change and evolve and come together under this kind of singular leadership, and that's what I'm most impressed with people who vote, and also with people who we put in office who follow through.
Yeah, it's a great legacy of fantastic mayors in the city, and I'm privileged to get to stand on their shoulders. But I think you're right. Each one helps shape the city, and the city helps shape that leader, and there's a partnership that grows, and we certainly are learning a lot as fast as we're trying to lead.
Yeah, and these aren't easy times, because we're coming off the pandemic, and we have all the issues that we read about every day, the homelessness issue, everything else, but the fact that that we're able to take a little bit of time to enjoy the things that all make us feel better, you know, community, culture, music, and all of the communities in Colorado. I think that people are aware that Coloradans take a moment out to really enjoy living here for a myriad of reasons. You know, I mean, that music plays a huge role in that. We are the number one state. I'm not telling you anything, but I'll tell our audience, we're the number one state for concerts and performances and music and so forth. I mean, per capita, there's nothing else like it.
It's true. This city loves its music. The state loves its music and its art. We were just recognized as Red Rocks as the best concert venue in America, which is one that I think everyone's enjoyed as an iconic part of Denver. It's a great asset for us. So we love this being a city of artists, a city of musicians and creators and builders, because I think that adds to the spirit of the city and represents the voices of all of our communities in a way that you can only find through art.
Yeah, well, thank you again for coming in and joining us.
Oh, I'd love being here.
Yeah, hope to see you down in Five Points if you get a chance this year for the Five Points Jazz.
Oh, I will be there for sure.
Yeah, because it's in June this year, I believe. It's been moved a little bit, but you know, all for the good. The other thing that I know, that I kind of tie in together with Five Points Jazz is the real renaissance of Juneteenth. Because as the points have evolved and changed a little bit, you still have that spirit of what Five Points is really all about. And so we're able to elevate the African-American experience that there is no Five Points without African-Americans and what it meant to build and to have something that just expanded from there. And it wasn't just about music. It was about entrepreneurship. It was about, housing. It was about all of these things that are so important. So I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, it is a great tradition here in Denver. We're really excited that obviously the city chose to recognize it now as a holiday.
Yeah.
When my last organization, we made it an employee holiday.
Yes.
I think it's such an important part of the story of America and the story of the legacy of African Americans in Colorado. That is a great parade, a great family event. So I've been bringing my kids to it since they were born. And so I will be there at that one and hope to see as many Denverites there as well. It's a wonderful day of celebration.
Thank you so much for taking time out
to
pop
Happy
in
to
and
back.
See us. We appreciate it.
Good luck with your pledge drive. I'm going to convince everybody to make sure to make their donations while they're out there because we need all your support.
That's right. And the number to call is 800-574-5886 or go online to kuvo.org. Mayor Johnston, again, thank you so much.
Delighted to be here.